Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, November 4th, 2015. Israel troops kill a Palestinian youth and kidnap 32 others in invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Wednesday a young Palestinian man near Halhul town north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, allegedly after he rammed two soldiers with his car, seriously wounding one. The army claims that the Palestinian driver, Ibrahim Skafi, 23 years of age, deliberately targeted the soldiers before they shot him dead. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers shot Skafi from Hebron city with at least four rounds, although he was already injured behind the driver's seat. Several Israeli ambulances rushed to the scene to provide medical aid to the wounded soldiers, while the army prevented a Red Crescent Palestinian ambulance from approaching the scene. Following the incident, soldiers closed the area and sealed the Gosh Etzion junction to all Palestinian traffic. Clashes took place between the soldiers and scores of local youth. In related news, several Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation during clashes with Israeli soldiers near the Aida refugee camp north of Bethlehem. The soldiers also invaded Tekoa town east of Bethlehem and clashed with local youth. Elsewhere, Israeli forces on Wednesday afternoon physically assaulted a Palestinian cameraman and confiscated his filming equipment near Al-Jalama military checkpoint north of Jenin. Moreover, an elderly man and his grandson has been injured Wednesday after Israeli soldiers assaulted them at the main entrance of Beit Umar town north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. On Tuesday night and Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 32 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including occupied Jerusalem. Invasions and abductions were largely focused in the West Bank districts of Jerusalem, Hebron, Ramallah, Nablus, and Jenin. Many children were among the kidnapped Palestinians, the Palestinian Political Prisoner Society reported. In other news, an Israeli military court sentenced on Wednesday a young Palestinian woman, a second-year student of media department in Birzeit University, Jureen Esaid Oudeh, to 3 months under arbitrary administrative detention without charges. Oudeh, 19 years of age, was kidnapped after Israeli soldiers invaded her home in Shikba village near Ramallah on Wednesday, October 28th. The soldiers assaulted the young woman, causing several injuries, and moved her to the Hasharon military prison. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, November 4th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Mawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.